expanding the ban on an ingredient in lawn fertilizer. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Algal blooms continue to plague Lake Erie. Farms and wastewater have gotten a lot of attention for contributing nutrients that create these harmful blooms. More recently, the spotlight is focused on lawn care. Grass fertilizers can contain phosphorus that winds up in waterways. Michigan and other states around the Great Lakes have already banned lawn fertilizers that contain phosphorus. Now, international regulators and others are pushing Ohio and Pennsylvania to do the same. Julie Grant reports.
Michael Pelletier is spreading fertilizer pellets in the grass of a manicured park-like area behind a new business development.
Once the fertilizer starts to work, you'll see the color improve. The turf will fill in some of these thin areas, and the shade will start to fill in a little more. It'll recover from the winter damage. The plants should be strong, healthy, dense turf.
Pelletier has been doing this kind of work for more than 30 years. But these days, fertilizer is getting a bad name because it can run off the land and into the waterways. The Great Lakes, particularly Lake Erie, have been choked with algal blooms in recent years, and fertilizer ingredients such as nitrogen and especially phosphorus are getting much of the blame.
Well, it's fertilizer, and so what happens is when it runs off, it fertilizes the water, literally.
Dave Dempsey is a policy advisor at the International Joint Commission. The IJC regulates the lakes and rivers along the U.S.-Canadian border. Dempsey says nearly every state and province bordering the Great Lakes limits phosphorus in lawn fertilizers. In a report earlier this year, the IJC called on Ontario, Ohio, and Pennsylvania to take action. They're the only three without phosphorus bans. He says it's common sense.
Most lawns don't need phosphorus to begin with. Most have enough in the soil. We're essentially just putting phosphorus on the ground to run off. We're wasting money as consumers, and we're creating an environmental problem.
Michigan's law limits nitrogen and bans phosphorus in many lawn fertilizers. It's similar to laws in other Great Lakes states and to a bill that's been introduced in Pennsylvania. In response to these laws, companies that make fertilizers have already reformulated their products. But the Pennsylvania Lawn and Nursery Association still opposes the law because they say it will cost professional lawn care companies and consumers more money. Michael Pelletier says under the Pennsylvania law, he would be required to apply fertilizer at reduced rates.
If lawn care companies have to reduce the amount of fertilizer that they put down each time and have to come out more frequently, it's going to be more expensive, absolutely.
But Pelletier already uses fertilizer without phosphorus. It's cheaper. In Michigan, researchers have found that taking phosphorus out of fertilizer is making a difference. John Lehman is a biologist at the University of Michigan who's been studying the Huron River for more than a decade. He found a big change in 2008 after the city of Ann Arbor started limiting lawn fertilizers.
Frankly, I was quite surprised that even after the first year, we could see an effect.
Lehman says the ban reduced phosphorus in the river by 25%.
And if it was only 1 year, we'd have to think that that was perhaps coincidental. But we saw it repeated 3 years in a row.
Since then, the state of Michigan and others in the Great Lakes have passed limits on lawn chemicals. Lehman says the health of Lakes Michigan and Superior has improved in recent years, but Lake Erie is still the most polluted with fertilizer nutrients, and it has the most trouble with algal blooms. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.